Professor and News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Donald Trump will accept his party's nomination for president this evening at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Correspondent Meg Kennard reports on the closing night in Milwaukee.
This is when we expect that former President Donald Trump will officially accept his party's nomination heading into the general election. He's planning to give a speech that his campaign says Trump wrote himself, and they anticipate that it will be filled with emotion. It's the first time that the former president has taken a big stage in front of a crowd like this since the recent assassination attempt on his life at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania.
Meanwhile, Democrats at the highest levels are making a critical push for President Biden to reconsider his election bid. Former President Obama has privately expressed concerns to Democrats about Biden's 2024 candidacy. Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi privately told Biden that Democrats could lose the ability to seize control of the House if he doesn't step away, and argued polls show he likely can't defeat Republican Donald Trump. Democratic strategist Nathan Daschle says it seems clear now that President Biden will not be the Democratic nominee.
More and more, the center of gravity in the party is around this notion that we do need someone else to run for president. And most likely it would be the vice president, Kamala Harris.
Longtime conservative commentator Lou Dobbs has passed away at the age of 78. Tom Tratt, vice president of news and talk programming at the Salem Radio Network, which co-wrote and produced SRN's Lou Dobbs Financial Report features, says, quote, Lou Dobbs was a conservative fighter and visionary who tapped into the crisis on America's border earlier than most public officials. He also was a dear friend and a great American whom I will dearly miss, unquote. This is SRN News. Atheists intimidate a North Carolina school board.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is celebrating a decision by Winston-Salem Forsyth County school officials to quit opening their meetings with prayer. The foundation spends most of its time sending threatening letters to school boards and councils in small towns and cities across the country. A lot of those localities give in to the atheist demands rather than risk a lawsuit which could wind up costing the taxpayers hundreds of thousands. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Israeli military will begin sending draft notices to Jewish ultra-Orthodox men on Sunday. The step could destabilize Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Hundreds of men protested after the announcement, which follows a landmark Supreme Court order for young religious men to begin enlisting for military services. Under long-standing political arrangements in Israel, ultra-Orthodox men have been exempt from the draft, which is compulsory for most Jewish men. This is SRN News. A horrific crash in Oklahoma 2 years ago has the head of the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board urging parents to warn teenagers about the risk of driving after using marijuana. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The accident that killed six high school girls in Oklahoma took place 2 years ago. And after an investigation, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board is urging parents to warn teenagers about the risk of driving after using pot. Chairwoman Jennifer Homedy made the appeal to parents as her agency released the final report on the March 22 collision between a tiny Chevy Spark hatchback and a gravel-hauling semi. The board determined that the crash was caused by the 16-year-old driver slowing for an intersection, then accelerating through a stop sign because she was likely impaired by recent marijuana use. I'm Shelley Adler.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.